problems in life. Gentlemen, this morning what I wanted to deal with is a question that was raised and will continue to be raised at this time of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, where there is, Baruch Hashem, a minyan for Shacharis on Shabbos morning. Now, after Shacharis on Shabbos morning, in many shuls around the world, there is a Kiddush. And some people go home and eat Shabbos lunch, and some people do not, depending on their religious level. Now, what is the biggest problem after lunch for any of us? Mincha. Mincha is somehow stuck there in the Northern Hemisphere in the winter. We have to somehow get in mincha, get in a nap, and do it all before 5 o'clock. And this is a problem.
And shalosh
shudas. Not to mention shalosh shudas. So we won't deal with shalosh shudas today, but quite frankly, gentlemen, this is a challenge. It's a challenge of convenience, I'd say, in many places for us. Halavai, that we could do something where we can daven shacharis, have a kiddush, daven mincha, and sort of go home and say it's over with. It's done. But because of a very interesting halacha, it usually doesn't work. What's the halacha in which prevents us from doing that? No. Lechem Mishnah you can bring with you to shul. I bring Lechem Mishnah to every kiddush I go to usually anyway. That's a practical advice to anyone that wants to eat Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos. Make your second meal the kiddush and your third meal Shalosh Shudas. Make sure it's after Chatzos. But here is the problem. I've already hinted to it. When can you daven mincha? What's the first possible time? Plag a mincha? No. If we plag a mincha, we're not talking about Meyer, we're talking about mincha. When can you daven mincha, gentlemen?
6.5 hours.
6.5 hours. In other words, chatzot plus a half an hour. Chatzot plus a half an hour creates a certain problem for us. What's the problem? The problem is that chatzot, at certain places of the year, it turns out in certain places that chatzot happens to be at a time where the kiddush is over. Or perhaps you can make davening a touch later and get the chatzot. But the half an hour is going to kill us. Why did the Chacham say half an hour?
I guess they wanted to be sure.
It says Tamid Shel Ben Ha'Arba'im. What's Ben Ha'Arba'im?
Oh, it's the like Ben Ha'Arba'im.
Ben Ha'Arba'im Me'ikar Adin is 6 hours. Half day, midday, chatzos. Why did the Chachamim come along? According to most Shitos, Chachamim. Some say it's the Raisa. But most say it's the Chachamim. Why did they come along and say, wait a half an hour?
To make sure it's the Duke. There's not because they didn't
have exactly. The sun begins to move westward at midday. But because it could be a cloudy day, and you don't know exactly when it's moving westward, therefore, they made a takana that you have to wait a half an hour. So chatzos plus a half an hour. That's the halacha. Then you can bring the Tamid Shel Ben Ha'Arba'im, and because our mincha is modeled by that Tamid Shel Ben Ha'Arba'im, that korban, we daven mincha chatzos plus half an hour. So for sake of argument, if you're in a shul where davening's 9 o'clock in Chutz Laaretz, and you have a minyan that's not totally of Shomrei Shabbos, and you will never get the people to come back again. In other words, they are coming to shul once. Shabbos, you get me once. Shabbos morning. So 9 o'clock is davening. Most good Jews do not come in exactly at 9 o'clock. Whenever they come in, they come in. Each to its own tune. Davening is over. Usually in Chutz Laaretz, it's after 2.5 hours, let's say. So you get to 11:30. And there's a nice kiddush. Sometimes, the rabbi will say, well, I want to get a mincha. Why do I want to get a mincha? First of all, we can daven mincha in a minyan. That's kriyas haTorah at mincha, there's kaddish, there's kedusha, many benefits to a minyan. We won't go into them today. Number two, and this is more important, if earlier I talked about convenience, we'd love to go to shul, get shacharis mincha out of the way, and have it all taken care of. Many Jews think that's what davening is about, getting it over with. That's convenience. What's the problem in what I just went ahead and described to you? It's not a problem of convenience. A problem of convenience, I wouldn't be dealing with it this morning. The Jews coming to a typical shul in Chutz Laaretz. Everyone there davens mincha with a minyan every day?
No.
In other words, if you would make mincha at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, depending on where you are in the Northern Hemisphere, you think people will come? Guaranteed not.
Depends where you live.
Guaranteed not.
Depends on the
nature. Again, if it's not talking about Jews that are religious in their own practice, I'm talking about Jews, and even Jews that are Orthodox in name, are not necessarily Orthodox in practice. Number two, there's many Jews that say, okay, I'll daven mincha, but at home. So this rabbi turned to us and he asked a very simple question. First of all, I have Jews that don't daven mincha. In other words, they don't know it exists. They daven once a week and they come Shabbos morning. I have them for once on a Shabbos. Now that once can be enlarged, but I have to think of ways of enlarging it. Now, there's so much I can do to make davening long, because if davening's too long, they'll leave anyway. So you can't exactly extend davening. You can make a beautiful kiddush, yes. They can have a beautiful shir, yes. But there's a limit. People are not going to stay in shul on a Saturday morning for 10 hours. It's not going to happen. So in my particular shul, he said to us, I'd like to, in some way or another, make mincha connected to shachris and musaf on Shabbos. The problem is, according to what I just described, I cannot daven before a half an hour after chatzot. So whenever chatzot is, midday, I have to wait a half an hour. That already brings my davening experience with the kiddush and everything to about a 5-hour experience.
But does Bei Avad allow you to do something you wouldn't do left
after? Absolutely. What we are describing here today is a bidyeved asha'at adchak. In other words, a person will not, A, have a minyan in a shul. Maybe we can deal with it. After all, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Tzadik, not that you have to daven in a minyan, but yishtadel me'od li'itpalel be'beit ha'knesset ima tzibur. What does that mean? What's yishtadel me'od?
Try very hard.
You should try very hard. It doesn't mean you have to. It doesn't mean chova. It means try very hard. Try your utmost best to get to shul. Fair. So there won't be a minyan. But in this particular situation, it's not just the minyan that there won't be. What else are we losing out on? Beyond Kriyas HaTorah, because Kriyas HaTorah is a chovat tzibur. So if there's no minyan, you don't have to worry about the Kriyas HaTorah. You don't have to make it up. What are we missing out on? Kedusha. Everything that goes with the minyan you're missing out on. So you can't. People travel on airplanes, there's no minyan. I've never heard. I'm not going to go take a trip because I'm going to miss a minyan. So I'm not going to Australia because in between Singapore and Melbourne, I'm not going to have a minyan. So, you know, I can't go on the plane. I've never heard a psak halacha like that. I don't think I'm going to live to see it because, as I said earlier, you have to try very hard to daven with a tzibur. But if you can't, you can't. It's not a chova. It's not like putting on tefillin. So, what are you missing out on in what I just described? Said minyan, kaddish, kedusha, kriyas haTorah. There's something bigger here. Gentlemen, these people do not daven every day. The probability that they're going to daven mincha on Shabbos is about 9-1 in favor of maybe, probably not. If the rabbi institutes a minyan that will ultimately be during the time they're ready in shul, that will be terrific. They'll daven mincha. And then you get all the benefits of a minyan. God, Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to your prayers, as the Gemara says, "Vanit v'hatilatcha Hashem eight ratzon," as we say at Mincha and Shabbos. When is it an eight ratzon? When you daven in a minyan. Beautiful. You get Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, you get all the Yortzeit people that say Kaddish. You also get no Baruch Hu at Mincha, you'll get Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha and Shabbos. Beautiful. But first and foremost, you'll get Jews to daven Mincha. They'll know there's something called a Mincha, and it exists, not just in the Siddur, but in reality. And here I am doing it. So how do we help this rabbi?
Can you daven right after Chatzos?
So we'll get to that. So let's, before we get to Chatzos, let's talk about Shachris first. When is the end time for Shachris? So Shachris has two elements to it. There's Shachris, meaning the Amida, and there is the Kriyat Shema d'Oraisa. The Amida is the Rabbanan, Kriyat Shema d'Oraisa. Kriyat Shema ends 3 hours into the day, Sha'ot Zmaniyot, relative hours. Amida, 4 hours into the day, Sha'ot Zmaniyot. So, the first thing I said to the rabbi is, try to move davening in the winter to such an extent where you will tell everyone to say Kriyat Shema at home. If they do or don't, we'll see. Yes, I don't like that solution as a going solution. I believe that Kriyat Shema should be said like Chazal instituted with the brachos before and after. There is a psak halacha out there saying that it's better to daven the yichidus with Kriyat Shema in Birchotea on time than to daven in a minyan. But the ultimate psak halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the normative psak halacha is, you can make a minyan on Shabbos at 8:45, even if this man Kriyat Shema is 9 o'clock, by telling everyone, make sure to say Kriyat Shema early. So the rabbi will make sure to say Kriyat Shema early, and he'll move the time as much as possible so that they'll finish the Amida when? Sof Zman Tfila, 4 hours into the day. The problem with that solution is that we all think, no problem, mathematics, we're going to make the minyan at Tzedef at 9 at 9:30, Sof Zman Tfila is at 10:15, for sure, no problem. What's the problem? Who shows up at 9:30? How many Jews will be there? So that solution, per se, to move Shachris, I don't know if it's going to work. Maybe it will. But definitely try to move it. What?
Is there a stumbling block? The Shema, which is Duraita, and you just said, you know they're not going to most likely say it at home. They would have said it in Shul if it was Duraita.
I think there's something to be said for that, but since Shema is something that is relatively easy to say, I think the rabbi could say Shema beforehand, at least write it, and then he's done his job. But a minyan, you need to have 10 people present. More than that, according to many poskim, the Shema De'oraisa is only the first verse or the first paragraph. There's a big machlokas rishonim. We should go to the Chumra and say them all. But obviously, there's what to be said. So Shema is easy. Minyan you need to have. So we try to move the minyan a bit, but we have to have some leeway, because at 9:30 in the morning, if we move Shachris from 9 to 9:30, at 9:30 there's not a minyan there. You wait and you wait and you wait and you're getting close to Zman Tfila, so maybe you won't even have a minyan for Shachris. Okay. Let's assume that we have our minyan for Shachris. Davening ends at around 11:30. Okay? People go down, they eat the Kiddush, they schmooze a little bit. By 12:30, if they're not out of the shul, you forget it. You're not getting them back. They have to be out the door by 12:30. Their Shabbos experience will be 9 to 12:30. So, what's the second solution? We said move Shachris. So if we try to move Shachris on the one hand, what can we do with the other hand? Move up Mincha. Musaf you have 7 hours for. We're good with Musaf. Move up Mincha. Now we just said, when is the earliest time to daven Mincha? And half, at midday plus and half an hour. But how did I introduce that to you, gentlemen? I didn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Mincha is 6.5 hours. But rather, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mincha is at Chatzos, 6 hours. But you may be wrong, you may miscalculate, so therefore, take a half an hour leeway. Now the minute I hear that, the minute I hear it's not a Do'oraisa, but it's Takanas Chachamim, what can we do? We have a halachic concept called Kol Sha'at Adchak Kibidieved Amu. Every time it's a Sha'at Adchak, meaning the time is very narrow, and this is definitely time is narrow, you won't have a minyan, it's like a Bidieved. So, what do you do if Bidieved, you davened Mincha after Chatzos, but not waiting the half an hour? What's the halacha? Big Machlokes Achronim. I will read it to you. If you did not keep this Takanas Chachamim, and you davened after Chatzot, but before the half an hour, so for sake of argument, Chatzot's at 12, you started Ashrei at 12:01, you took out the Torah, that's fine, you can say Ashrei as early as you want. You probably can read the Torah as early as you want. How do I know that's true? Beautiful story. Beautiful story. It's written up in one of Rav Herschel Schechter's books on Rav Soloveitchik. He came to Mincha in Maimonides in Boston, religious shul, and there were 10 people. And the door was locked. So the minyan they have, but what do you need at Mincha for Shabbos? Sefer Torah they don't have. So Rav Soloveitchik, in his Lomdische thinking, says, first of all, I'm a Litvak, we have to finish before Shkia. We got to daven Mincha before Shkia. Let's daven Mincha right now. But according to the Siddur Rabbi, Artskol Birnbaum, whatever it says, that you say Ashrei Valetzion, and then there's the Torah reading. Rav Soloveitchik took the responsibility upon himself, said it's on my broad shoulders, you can say Mincha without the Torah reading. And they daven Mincha outside with the Chazarat Hashatz, everything, they finished before Shkia. When did the guy with the key show up? After Shkia. After Shkia, before Shabbos was out. They come into the shul, Rav Soloveitchik said, take out the Sefer Torah, let's read the Torah. 9 Jews were all looking at Rav Soloveitchik saying, this guy, we can never understand him. First he davens Mincha without the Sefer Torah. Now it's already after Shkia, in order to get to Shkia. Now we're after Shkia, he takes out a Sefer Torah. So Rav Soloveitchik obviously saw this, and he explained, Mincha, you have to finish before Shkia, that's the Zman. Reading the Torah at Mincha is not a din in Mincha, it's a din in Shabbos. When it's still Shabbos, you can relay the Torah reading. When Shabbos is out, you can't. Therefore, till when can you lay in the Shabbos, what we call the Mincha Torah reading of Shabbos? Until Shabbos is out, until you make Avdallah, until Avdallah time. Excuse me. So that's what he did. Knowing that, let's take the opposite case now. You can probably say Ashrei Uval Etzion from Chatzos. That's no problem. You can take out the Torah and read it. It's Shabbos. It's afternoon. You can read it. The whole problem is the Amidah. So if the rabbi could finagle it, that he does it all, but he gets the Amidah, let's say, at 12:30. We said Chatzos is at 12. That's perfect. Mincha time is a half an hour after Chatzos. But in a shul where you cannot leave them there on Shabbos more than a certain amount of time, in my humble opinion, you can make Shachris a bit later. Obviously, you have to finish within 4 hours. Then you have Kriyas HaTorah, Rabbi's speech, Musaf, Kiddush. You get to Mincha. You cannot daven before Chatzos. That's Zman Shachris B'diyevit. Once you get to Chatzos, you're supposed to wait a half an hour. But if you don't, the Magen Avraham says, no dice. The Brik Chadash says, no problem. B'diyevit Yoyotze. This is clearly a B'diyevit. And the Kaf HaChaim says, it's a Safik D'Rabbanon L'Kula. Number two, it could very well be, it doesn't mean a half an hour, 60 minutes, but rather sha'ot maniot, so therefore maybe, especially in the winter, it might be earlier. And we finally ended by saying that this is not normative halachic practice. This is for this situation, based on these factors, which can be duplicated to endless, endless other communities around the world. But I am saying again that if it's not that, there's a normative practice of halacha, half an hour after chatzos, and I don't suggest shul shenal because of convenience sake. Say, no, we're going to be making like the Pri Chadash who says, b'diyevet, your yotze. What's the b'diyevet? What, you're going to lose a little sleep? What's the b'diyevet? The cholent is not going to be as tasty? Well, what's the b'diyevet? There is no b'diyevet. The b'diyevet is if you know these people won't daven mincha. And therefore, I believe it's very important when we utilize halacha and halachas in general that we have our heads screwed on straight. We don't say, oh, anytime there's an inconvenience, we'll do what we want. But rather, anytime there is mitigating factors of a true b'diyevet, there are shittos in the draw. But if it's not a true b'diyevet, I don't suggest, nor do I advocate, that you use those shittos. There are b'diyevets. I'll just give you one more, and with this I close. There was once a b'diyevet, in my humble opinion, which is not a b'diyevet of people not davening mincha. It was a b'diyevet of people not davening in a minyan, or to be more precise, davening in a minyan in the worst place in the world. Where's the only place in the world where all the rabbanim, Charedi, Tzioni Dati, Hef Tzioni, Hef Dati, Light Orthodox, Heavy Orthodox, Open Orthodox, everyone, Kulam, Na'anu, Hodu, Vihim, Lichu, Ve'amru, don't daven in a minyan. Where?
Church.
In a church. No.
Well, you're traveling in Europe.
Traveling! Thank you. On a plane. Every single rabbi I know, every Gadol B'Yisrael has said no. As a matter of fact, we quoted him before, Rav Herschel Schechter, when he was saying Kaddish for his father, did not join the minyan on the plane. And with a very straight svara, he says, why do you say Kaddish for a whole year? Kibud Avaim. The Gemara Paskin says a Kibud Avaim, even after death. You're helping your father even after death. You think it's Kibud Avaim for me to get up and I say Kaddish and everyone says, Yeheshmei Rabba Mevoirach! And 25 people are trying to sleep. Every one of them is cursing out the Jews for being in existence. Not to mention these guys with the kippahs on who are screaming their lungs out on a plane. Because, you know, a plane has a motor. So you can't hear. So you have to scream the Kaddish. You have to scream the Yeheshmei Rabba anyway. And you got to do it all at the expense of the people. So any time you get a kosher meal on a plane, not every time, but many times, you get this pamphlet, little, what do you call it?
Yeah.
Paper, sometimes I've gotten it, that says, Rav Yosef Zechon Levrach and Rav this, all said, don't daven in a minyan in a plane. So I was about to go onto the plane, and I saw 15 Jews that looked very religious. So I made a quick cheshbon. We're getting on the plane. It's already Chatzos. It's within the half an hour before Chatzos. We get on the plane. These people will make a minyan on the plane. So I gently went up to them and suggested maybe we should daven now. They said, you can't. This man is at 12:30. I said, I agree. But I think we're in a b'diyevet. Why are we in b'diyevet? I said, we're going to be on a plane, so it'll be a chilul Hashem, and they all knew that. Yeah. We're going to be okay. These people are nice people. They're all going to tolerate the Yeheshmei Rabba Mevoirach. I said, okay. But number two, you won't even hear the chazan. You'll say amen, and there's something called an amen yetoma. What's an amen yetoma? You say amen to something you never heard. The chazan saying, He pauses, everyone says amen. How do they now not say amen because he paused? What did they say amen to? We don't know. He probably said drop dead. Amen! That's fine. So I said, you're probably not going to be Yotze a minion in the plane because of the motor. Not to mention the Chilul Hashem involved. So I suggest that this is a bidyavet. So, once again, murmuring, certain people joined. I think out of the 15, 12 joined. When I said, once again, I actually have a Mishnah Berura, and I said, the Pri Chodesh is Mekah, and the Kaf HaChaim, and I told them the whole thing, and they were Mekah, and we davened at the gate before we boarded onto the plane, which definitely solved the Mincha problem. By Meir, if I had no choice, and I had no Shlita, and there was a minion in the back of the plane, and in accordance with the poskim that I deal with, I did not join the minion. So that's another bidiyavet that I think is very common, where you have to utilize this position. But, again, not in a regular shul, just for convenience sake. Okay.